Hi, this is Joe Caraccio, host of the Law of Distraction and Interruption show here on AchieveRadio.com. If you are an author, writer, or speaker, there's a great new resource website for you at AuthorsRoost.com. That's AuthorsRoost.com. AuthorsRoost.com brings communicators of the written and spoken word together with each other and their marketplaces. AuthorsRoost.com is a membership organization where you can learn, teach, grow professionally, and of course, market yourself to the world. Right now, AuthorsRoost.com is running a very special program, so don't be distracted. Take a look at it right now. AuthorsRoost.com. AuthorsRoost.com, the resource site for authors, writers, and speakers. AuthorsRoost.com.
Welcome to the Law of Distraction and Interruption show. It's Joe Caraccio, your host, creator, and author of the Law of Distraction and Interruption. My first guest today is Pat Walker, Patricia Walker, author and a speaker. She's the author of Dance of the Electric Hummingbird. Oh, close to my heart. Why? Because it's about a story that is uplifting, very spiritual, very enjoyable, and associated with music. Oh, yeah, my favorite subject. Pat is an interesting lady. You will be educated and inspired by Pat. My second guest is Nadine Lazwa. Nadine is a championship motorcycle racer, an international motivational speaker, a bestseller author, a coach, a musician, a singer, a real estate investor. She just goes on and on and on. And it's great, great, great. Nadine is just another really wonderful person, very positive, very goal-oriented, very balanced. Again, we'll talk a little bit about spirituality, but fear and money. Two just wonderful, great ladies on this show. Definitely not distractions. Okay, we're going to take a short break and come right back. This is the Law of Distraction and Interruption show. I know you'll enjoy it. I know you'll be educated. I know you'll be inspired. Yes, I do.
Hi, this is Joe Caraccio, host of the Law of Distraction and Interruption show here on AchieveRadio.com. If you are an author, writer, or speaker, there's a great new resource website for you at AuthorsRoost.com. That's AuthorsRoost.com. AuthorsRoost.com brings communicators of the written and spoken word together with each other and their marketplaces. AuthorsRoost.com is a membership organization where you can learn, teach, grow professionally, and of course, market yourself to the world. Right now, AuthorsRoost.com is running a very special program, so don't be distracted. Take a look at it right now. AuthorsRoost.com. AuthorsRoost.com, the resource site for authors, writers, and speakers. AuthorsRoost.com.
Welcome back to the Law of Distraction and Interruption show. My next guest is Pat Walker, author and speaker, and author of Dance of the Electric Hummingbird. Great title, great title. Pat, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Joe?
You know, I'm doing really wonderful, and I make sure every day is that way. So it's just another great day. Then we've got to just keep happy and have fun. You are, from what I've read, an extremely interesting person. As I mentioned offline, I really was looking forward to this conversation. Give us some background. It's an interesting story, but give us a summary of how you got here and how you got to writing Dance of the Electric Hummingbird.
Well, I was at a concert with my husband, Sammy Hagar's concert in Mexico in 2003, and I had no idea who Sammy was at the time. My husband was a big fan. Mm-hmm. We just went down to Mexico for some R&R and some fishing and excuse me, to just to, you know, enjoy life. And we decided to take in a concert while we were down there, since we both like rock music. And in the middle of the concert, in the middle of Sammy's show, I had an out-of-body experience. I felt this tremendous connection to him, and then I felt myself lift out of my body, and I thought maybe that I was just imagining this, or maybe I shouldn't have had that second margarita.
And it wasn't LSD or something of that nature, right? And
no,
it happens. It does happen. Really, it does.
Yeah, and I really thought at first somebody slipped something into my drink when I wasn't looking, you know?
Right.
Because these things don't happen, you know, to people, ordinary people like me. I'm just a regular wife and mom on vacation with my husband. Mm-hmm. But I went higher and higher with the words to the song Sammy was singing, and I could see my body below me in the crowd, and as this was happening, I felt engulfed in this white light and this tremendous feeling of love and joy and ecstasy. And I knew at that point that I was in some other realm of consciousness, because then I saw my soul and I saw God.
Wow.
And God was not a race or a religion or a gender. God was both genders and all races and all religions, and even the lack of religion. God was one with me. I was God and God was me. And I saw how everything was connected in this world, in worlds we can only imagine. You know, every plant, every animal, rock, grain of sand. And the only thing that mattered was just love.
Wow.
I was filled with this love, and this moment just lasted seconds, but it totally changed my life. So that's how I came to write the book. I started writing about how it changed my life, and from that very moment on, my life was changed.
But then you got to know Sammy, didn't you? You got to get more involved with the music, and didn't you?
I did. I wrote to him and I told him what happened to me during his concert, and I thought, you know, he's not going to care. He's a big rock star, you know, and I didn't know anything about him at all at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I sent him a poem and I told him what happened to me during his show, and he wrote back to me and he said he was honored to have been a part of this tremendous thing that had happened to me, and he asked my permission to put my poem on his website. And from that moment on, I got to know more about his music. As I tried to figure out, you know, what was going on with me, I started developing psychic abilities I never knew I had, and my whole life just changed completely. And I even turned to Sammy here and there for advice on what could be going on. So he would recommend books for me to read, and he's just been really super to me. He's been introducing me to his audiences for the past few years, telling them about my book and always encouraging me, never give up, never give up. And, you know, it's just been remarkable.
Right.
that someone like him would know, you know, an ordinary person like me.
Well, you know what? One of the things is no one is ordinary. I believe that. I truly believe that. I think we all have something. And the problem is that people in general don't realize that. They don't believe it. And you just came upon what you have. And Sammy Hagar is a spiritual guide. There's no doubt about it. A lot of
rock musicians are very spiritual. Before we continue, website, I want to make sure that people know how to reach you. So what is your website that they can reach you at?
My website is www.baharockpat.net, and that's BAJARockpat.net.
Thank you. Appreciate you spelling it too. And we'll mention that. No, it really does. I usually have to ask people. But we'll mention that again towards the end of this conversation. With regards to my program, Distractions in Life, and you hit on it a little bit in your speaking about discovering God and spirituality. I wrote about a lot of distractions in life, and we talk about them all the time, and it's a positive, really, outlook. It's the fact that it's really how you greet the distractions, not the distractions themselves. But a major distraction in life can be religion, and the combination the bucking head, so to speak, of religion and spirituality. Give me, in your opinion, your definition of what really is spirituality?
I think it's the discovery of the divine in yourself. Mm-hmm. And that can be, it has to be a personal thing, I think. The finding of God and whatever your definition of God is. And that can be anything. You can be mowing the lawn or, taking a walk and realize that, wow, it's really me. And spirituality definitely does not have to have the dogma of religion. I struggled a lot with that. And I just want to say, I never am knocking religion or anyone's means of finding their own road to spirituality, because we all have different needs. We all have different spiritual needs that we
right.
look for.
Right.
So it's just something that is as individual as each person is. And there doesn't need to be the religion or the dogma for that to be. And I struggled a lot with that when I was growing up. I was mm-hmm. raised Catholic. And
Glad to meet you. Okay. the nunnery, yes. Okay.
I had a hard time believing that God was vengeful, and that I was supposed
exactly.
to fear the Lord, and that people who didn't believe in Jesus were going to hell when here they were really great people. So I started peering over the fence to see what else was out there, and investigating Native American philosophy and some Eastern philosophies and Taoism and that sort of thing. So I really, this whole book is about a non-conventional way of arriving at coming to my terms to what spirituality and God means to me.
No, that's phenomenal, because distraction, religion can be very distracting. It is, because it's so full of dogma. But yet, the bottom line with that is that if people would just go back into their religion and really understand it, maybe read the Bible and get somebody to speak to it about it, they'll find that what we're talking about is there. It's not missing. It's just
right.
that all the holy books. It's not just the Bible.
Exactly.
It's all of the major religions and the minor religions and whatever the religions they are. They tend to be man-driven, not God-driven. And
yes.
and the sad part is they're not based on that. As a philosopher and as a spiritual leader, Jesus wasn't what it is today in religion. Definitely
right.
wasn't. Neither was Mohammed or any of these other religious figures. So I'm with you, because there's going to be people who listen to this and go, "Oh, give me a break. She must have been on drugs," and yet it happens. It really does. People have revelations.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
have, and we hear almost that ah moment, or the aha or wow moment. It does happen, and I wish that people would understand that and really take a hard look, read your book. It's very interesting. I have the book, and it is very interesting, because it's a tale. It's a very interesting tale. It's somebody who came into a world that they didn't know, and they're blessed. I really think you're blessed. It's really, really good.
Yes, yes.
And it's nice to hear that. With regards to now the future, are you going to write any other books? Or, what are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm going to pick it up where it left off, and because this book is mostly about me discovering this in myself and struggling to incorporate it into my life and to balance it with the way I was raised with my religion and all that, because I had a hard time. You know, I was taught that things like that just, you know, they were screwy or, you know, something was wrong with you, you were crazy or whatever. And so this book is really all about me incorporating the truths that I learned and how I learned to look inside of myself for my answers. And so my next book is going to be picking up where that left off and how I'm applying those to my life and the different ways I'm learning about myself because of this. And I just want to inspire people to, like you just said, you know, these things can happen anytime, anywhere, to anyone. And, you know, I just want to inspire people to just never give up on what, you know, they're looking for spiritually, because if it can happen to somebody like me, it can happen to anybody. And, you know, it's just so wonderful. Like you said, it's a wonderful day and we have that choice. We can choose to be happy and look for the positive in life, or we can, you know, wallow in the negative, which, you know, that doesn't make too many of us happy.
No, and it's the key. It's choice. I was speaking to another person about that, and I guess it comes up all of the time. It's we all have choices. And what I had said to that person was, is the fact that I've lived in a world that I know some, even relatives, people who I know who say, I don't have any choice, and it just irks me. I go, yes, you do. As a matter of fact, you know, they'll say it's God's will, and I go, you see, you don't even know your own religion. The whole Catholicism is all about free will and about choice, and you're missing the point. So it really is about choice and being happy, and whatever, you know, that's relative to different people at different times. So I want people to know that you don't have to believe what Pat's saying. You know, you really don't. I mean, that's up to, it's choice, but open your mind. And read, listen, you know, get away from the iPad, get away from the Facebook, and you know, it's, these are nice things, but they don't teach you anything. You don't learn anything from them. You really don't. And get away from them for a little bit. I'm not saying stop. That's up to you. That's choice. But get away from it and read a book like, you know, Dance of the Electric Hummingbird. I love the name. How did you come up with the name? Do you have any reason behind that name?
Well, the dance is really about the dance we do between the world of spirit and the world of logic. I certainly do, and how that affects our lives. And is there really such a thing as an electric hummingbird? I'll just leave that question out there.
I love it.
But a hummingbird represents accomplishment of things that are said to be impossible. Unlimited joy, and it teaches us to find miracles in everyday life. And it's also a form of dreadnought guitar. So I put all that together, and actually Sammy had a little bit of input there too.
Nice. I definitely saw the influence of music there, you know, being in music myself. Yep. Right away. It was very, very cool. It was very cool. And you hit on something that's very interesting. Hummingbirds shouldn't be flying. I don't know if people really know that, and a lot of people don't. If people want to get into a mystery of life and talk about logic and religion and common sense and all these other things and bring them all together, go look at the hummingbirds.
Right.
There is no logic there. They shouldn't be flying. Or a bumblebee is another example.
Exactly.
They shouldn't be flying. So, but they do, and that's what it's all about. That's spirituality, by the way. It really
is. And
so
can you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, as an individual, yes.
Yeah.
You know, people wallow in the fact that, oh, it's bad times economically. You know, go get over it. Get off your butt and do something. You know, don't cry about it, because all you do is, I used to tell you, all you do is get wet. So, you know, be happy and laugh and get out there and do something. This is phenomenal. Now you know all about Sammy Hagar's music. Are you like into rock, you know, and Van Halen and things like that? I don't think we bring up Van Halen anymore with Sammy. It's a sore point, you know, but Being somebody who's been in rock and roll, I follow that stuff, but it's funny. And I envy you. He sounds like a really, really good guy to meet and talk to. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he is a great guy. And you know, he wants to tell people the same thing, you know, never give up on your dreams.
No.
Because he came from very humble beginnings himself, and look what he's made of his life.
Yeah,
you know, so.
Absolutely. He's living the life. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah, I'll say.
Singing rock and roll in Baja. Let me think. What is wrong with that? I can't figure out what's wrong with that. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I said somebody wished to me and said, well, if you came into a lot of money, you know, you're going to stick around. I go, no, I'll be in an island in Nassau or somewhere. I mean, no.
There you go.
I'm just, and I'll be playing reggae music, which I really don't do, but I don't really care. It's be fun. But, you know, it's really great to hear it from somebody who has not been in rock and roll. Rock music could be very spiritual. There's no doubt about it. I mean, all music is all spiritual. Music. I really believe that, and we see it all the time. This is very cool. So the next book is coming. Great. We want to make sure that this book is successful in any way it's going to be. And you mentioned in bio and stuff, speaker. So are you speaking? Are you doing speaking engagements? Are you trying to get out there?
Yeah, doing a little bit of that, trying to get the word out. And I'm also trying to get together a team of people to present spiritual avenues to the self, to your higher self, through different means, like music for one, mm-hmm. and also things like yoga and meditation and different kinds of things, because different things appeal to different people.
Yes.
And so I'm really trying to get a team together to do that, and just to give people, you know, different means to maybe tap into their higher selves. So
excellent. That's the way to do it. The network of people working together is the way to do it. I am a big advocate, and as you get those people, send them to me. We'll put them on the show. You
know,
it's really great. My whole whole essence of what I do is, it's universal. It is also everyone. Somebody once told me, well, who do you exactly interview? I go, anybody who has had a distraction in their life.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow, that's anybody. I go, yeah, isn't that wonderful? You know, but we really want to have people who are helping each other. That's really the essence of it. And also getting enlightenment out there. And it doesn't have to be all the way to the left or all the way to the right. It's just balance. It's about balance. Mention your website again. That's important.
It's www.baharockpat.net, BAJAROCKPAT.net.
Excellent. Baja Rock, I love it. it's really got some ring to it. It's good marketing, too. And that's part of life. It's all part of the image. In this next couple of minutes, the floor is yours. What would you like to tell our audience?
I would like to tell people that to trust themselves, to look inside themselves for their own answers, to never give up, because I think a lot of the problem is that we've spent most of our lives looking for other people to tell us what's right or what's wrong or what to do. And in my book, I had a conversation with God up in the mountains, and you know, it just really showed me that I needed to learn to trust myself, to look inside myself, because as I mentioned before, everybody has different needs spiritually, and you know, we really have all the tools we need right inside of us, everything right there, and we just need to learn to listen, maybe meditate, go out in nature, allow these things to come to you. We sometimes tend to think that we want to force things to happen, and we think that, you know, if we let go, then we're not in control. Well, you know, maybe that's just an illusion as well. Sometimes I think letting go and letting things come to you in a kind of funny sort of way, that gives us more control. So that was a lot about what my book was about as well. So letting go and allowing and trusting my inner self, you know. So So yeah, expect the best in life. If you look for the best, that's what you're going to find. Mm-hmm. You know, we always have that choice. And it's so empowering when you know your life has a purpose and you know what that is.
You're so right. You summarized my philosophy, so I think I'm with you 100%. If you've listened, heard some of my interviews, you know that. I really am being sincere. I won't placate you. That is my philosophy. Go within. Level mind. Think outside the box. Go within. It's all about you. It's been a pleasure, Pat. Thank you for being on the Lord Distraction Interruption. As I tell people who I admire, you're certainly not a distraction. And you keep working, and we'll talk again. You get that another book out. Just keep and send people my way. We'll send people your way. We'll work together. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joe. It was a real pleasure to be here.
All right. Take care now. This is the Lord Distraction and Interruption Show. We're going to take a short break. Come right back. Great stuff. Okay.
LevinRadio.com.
Hi, it's Joe Caraccio, host of the Lore Distraction and Interruption Show here on AchieveRadio.com. I will be hosting a new show here on AchieveRadio.com, the Author's Roost Radio Show. Along with my partner, Paul McNeese, we will be interviewing authors and author service providers. And in conjunction with AuthorsRoost.com, the Author's Roost Radio Show will provide effective and efficient informational and marketing platforms for new and established authors, writers, speakers, and service providers to the author community. It's going to be a great show. Listen in. It's going to be informative, educational, and inspirational. Hey, it's Joe Caraccio, host of the Law of Distraction and Interruption Show here at AchieveRadio.com. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Hello, this is Paul McNeese of OPA Author Services. For a long time, I've believed that every author should be a speaker and every speaker should write. So today, I'm here to let you know that if you're an author or a speaker, trainer, consultant, coach, or seminar leader, there's a new nest being built just for you at AuthorsRoost.com. The Author's Roost is a new concept, a new idea, an internet membership organization, and a portal website that brings authors, speakers, and experts together with each other, with lots of great information and education, and with their marketplaces, including media all over the country, and with local, regional, and national meeting planners, people who hire speakers every day. The Author's Roost is definitely going to be a place where you can learn and teach and grow by interacting with others who, like you, are willing to share their ideas and experience. So, take a look right now at The Author's Roost, AuthorsRoost.com. I think you'll be very glad you did.
11Radio.com.
Welcome back to the Lore Distraction and Interruption Show. My next guest is Nadine Lajoie. Nadine, how are you doing today?
Excellent, and you?
Oh, excellent, myself. And Nadine is a championship motorcycle racer and also an international motivational speaker, a bestseller author, a coach, a musician, a singer, goes on and on. And it's all wonderful. Nadine, we've talked before, but I look forward again to talking to you today about distractions, fear, money, spirituality, all kinds of things. So tell us a little about yourself, your past, and bring you up to date.
Yes, thank you very much for being on the show and inviting me again. And it's always a pleasure because one of my passion right now is really to inspiring people with the story that I had, because all my life was not always great. For the first 25 years, I was really depressed and not being happy in life, and even wanted to commit suicide in 95. And my mom listened to me the last night. Mm-hmm. But from there, because I kind of learned to change my answer inside myself, being negative to become a positive person, and having also new friends and better relationships, I kind of changed my life at 180 degrees.
Excellent.
Or 180 miles per hour, because maybe 10 years later, 8 years later, I started motorcycle racing. And now the motorcycle racing brought me to a completely new level of living life at 180 miles per hour, living on the edge and all that together. But now I'm applying that into my life to be really able to be focused and having more adrenaline and passion.
Right, excellent. Really, really excellent. And it's always nice to hear someone who was involved with problems, depression, make a great positive choice, because it's all about choices. So I do appreciate that. We wanted to talk a little bit about something that you are helping people with, and it's money. So many people are in major trouble in the world. How are you helping people with regards to their finances?
And the way that I help people, it started like in 95. I became a financial planner, insurance broker, and a mutual fund dealer. And I kind of realized when I was talking with my clients that people don't have goals a lot. They don't have a lot of dreams. And I was asking always the question, what is your goals personally, financially, and spiritually? And they were kind of looking at me like a weird financial planner, you know?
Right.
But I really use that to really build a better connection with my clients. And also, when you know exactly what they want to do in life, it's so much better to help planning their retirement plan or their the university for their kids or whatever. It's really building a plan, an action plan, because I'm an action girl.
Right.
It's really, just talking doesn't mean nothing. It's okay. Now you want to go there, and I'm trying to show you the path that I use. You use whatever you want to use, but I will show you exactly what I think would be the best for you.
Yes, actions do speak louder than words. Isn't that so true?
Yes.
Absolutely. So that is phenomenal. So you're helping people on that end, but you've written books. Tell us about, you know, the book you've wrote.
My last book is Win the Race of Life with Balance and Passion at 180 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wanted to share in that book is really being able to balance your life, because even if your financial side is really good, you can be really the most miserable person in the world. And the spiritual side with the adrenaline, it's always bringing all that together. And again, showing action plan to the readers and exercises that I went through myself to enhance my financing, my finances, to really grow myself spiritually, personally, and on a business side. And I'm showing people through these exercises, the kind of a self-help exercise, how to really discover their own power inside themselves.
Excellent. That is excellent.
Because without that power, we cannot go nowhere.
Right.
Or we kind of just... Mm-hmm. Turning around in a circle, you know?
Right, going around in a circle. That is so, so true. It is so, so true. You have to reach within, don't you? And one of the things that I find, and I know you do too, is people are just afraid to make those choices, afraid to move on, and there's really nothing to fear, correct? You just have to jump in.
Yes, and one of the thing about fear is really, we have enough fear in ourselves, so we don't need to listen to fear of everybody else around us.
Right. Very good. We have enough for our own selves than to let people influence us. Isn't that true? Very, very true. You're mentioning spirituality, and I'm a major advocate of spirituality, but when people mention that, I like to ask them, what do you believe spirituality is?
What I define in spirituality is really going inside yourself and discover your own power. And for the first many years of my life, I was raised Catholic, but I kind of went away from that, and I kind of came back a little bit, but more in a spiritual side, because I kind of realized in 99 when I did my first spiritual seminar that, wow, the power is not really God in on above us, like an external power. But when you bring that energy, that power, God, Allah, Buddha, universe, light, whatever you want to call it, it's just taking that higher power and bringing inside yourself and just connect the two of them.
Right.
You are not alone. You have it inside yourself with the help of a higher power.
It
For me,
so
that
true.
Is spirituality.
You know, thank you. I really appreciate that because it's so true. You've mentioned a couple of things that are so important. Balance is so important, but it's all inside. It really is. And if people would actually read their own books, their good books, whether it's the Bible or the Quran, if they would read these things, because most don't. They just take it from the ministers and or they go to their churches, their worship places. But if they would read this information, they'd find out that's what it says. It does mm-hmm. say that. It says go within. It says that God is in you. It's in everyone. They just confused it with a bunch of people trying to tell them what to do instead of going back inside. So I appreciate what you're doing because that's basically what you're doing, and that's excellent. Who are your and I'd like to know this again of people. Who do you model after? Who are your mentors? Who do you feel that, you know, that was somebody who influenced you?
One of my biggest mentors right now is Les Brown. For sure, I co-authored a book, Fight for Your Dreams, with him last year. Mm-hmm. And in my head, it was always, wow, I wish one day I will see Les Brown live speaking. And now I'm kind of just having a journey with him and having these kind of people like Les Brown, Greg Reed from 3 Feet from Gold, Jack Canfield, The Success Principle, all these people, I read their book. And I was really impressed by them and start to model them and follow them more and more. And now being able to meet Les Brown in person and sharing my idea and his idea together, it's really amazing. And I really love Les Brown because he's all about fight for your dreams and never give up. Which is exactly what I'm talking about.
Never give up. That's a great, great motto, actually, isn't it? Website. What is your website so people can... You have a great website. You have so much information. Please mention your website.
Thank you. My website is nadineracing.com. N-A-D-I-N-E. Racing, R-A-C-I-N-G.com. And I have always, like, free tips and free newsletter, and now we have a big contest to win a 5-day trip in Orlando. So visit us and
that is excellent. That is excellent. Now let's get back to your motorcycle racing. I have never, and people go, you can't be true because I play rock and roll and I've done all that. They said you've never been on a motorcycle. I go, no, I have never been on a motorcycle. I like four wheels. I don't like to. But you got to give us some insight about motorcycle. You're not just on a motorcycle. You're a racer. Tell us about that. How does that feel? Because has to be exhilarating, but it also has to be scary.
Yeah, that is pretty scary to be on a motorcycle, but at the same time, it's a lot about adrenaline, focus, being disciplined, because you cannot make one mistake, because you can crash and you can die, especially when you race. And even on the road, a lot of people believe that motorcycle, even riding, is kind of a therapeutic, because when you are there, you are in your zone. And being in that zone, that's where you discover the best, your power, and the question that you have. Maybe you have an answer just riding your motorcycle. So that's what I love, because if we can focus our lives as we do as a motorcycle racer with the knee on the ground and at 180 miles per hour at the end of the straight, and downshifting three gears and put your knee on the ground and having a guy maybe inside and a guy outside. If we live our life like that, we can accomplish everything.
Wow, it's an interesting and great analogy, because I don't think anyone else is doing that. It is really phenomenal. It's I look at the, and I guess I've looked at the danger instead of look at the positive aspect of it. So you're helping me to explore that because it's so, you watch people doing, even on the roads here in Arizona, they're doing 80 miles an hour. I know they're doing 80 miles an hour because they're passing me and we're doing 75. So 80 miles an hour on a motorcycle, I wonder about that. I said, and I guess it, I have that picture. It was my own personal thing when I was a young child. Growing up in New York, we saw the results of a motorcycle crash. I remember couldn't be even more than maybe it was 11 or 10. I'm not sure what age I was, but it was a one person crash. He went right up a tree, and when you see that, I guess it stuck with me all my life. Looking at it and going, look at this. You know, this wasn't even an automobile or anything else. This was a motorcycle who crashed on his own.
Yeah.
So it's kind of scary, but you hit on something very important. You cannot do this unless you are balanced and focused and very positive. That's very, very good. I appreciate that, and it's a good analogy. Thank you.
And as I say often, if you want to go faster, you need to be able to smile in your helmet and listening to your breathe, to your breath. You know when you are on your zone, when you feel your breath and you kind of hear it and you smile in your helmet. That is when I went the fastest, when I finished third at Daytona against 75 guys.
Wow.
That was on the rain, and I was telling myself, just finish the race and just enjoy the moment. And I was hearing my breath and smiling in my helmet, that I was realizing one dream. And I finished third at Daytona when I didn't even expect that.
That is really excellent. It's truly a form of meditation, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. Wow. You see, and we talk about that a lot, about people, they should meditate. Here's a great example of meditating, because you're very focused, and it's very good. And yet you don't lose control. You can't. You cannot lose control. You must stay in the zone. So it's really good. I like what you said also about the fact that, you know, it's just a matter of doing it. Isn't it just like in any sport or anything associated with the creative arts, where, you know, play the game for yourself, don't get crazy about it, you know, it's all about that moment in time, instead of saying, I must win, I must win, I must win. Isn't that so?
Yes, absolutely, because when you focus on yourself, on your own power, again, it's so much easier, because you don't have too much expectation. You just do what you need to do. You focus on the next corner, on the next step, on the next phone call, or the next credit card that you have to pay at the end of the month. Focus on little step at a time, but always keep the big picture and the finish line at the same time.
There is good. That, again, that gets into that balance, doesn't it?
Yes.
But you're right. It's one step, one day, 1 hour at a time. People, I think people get that whole fear and get upset because they're looking at it and saying, it's overwhelming. I can't do this. There's no way I can do it. But they can if they do it one step at a time. Isn't that so?
Yes, and again, you can do whatever you want to do. Just stop listening yourself and your little hamster, and stop listening to people around you who will discourage you.
Right, right. Isn't that so, too, with so many things? It's sad, but people in general can be a great distraction. And we don't know why, but we get more people telling us what we can't do than people say we can do. And people I've talked to said, you know, you're right. And I go, it's sad. Because family and friends, it doesn't matter. People think it's only, oh, no, it's your enemies. No, family, friends, right away they'll say, oh, you shouldn't do that. It's not good for you. It's unhealthy. It's scary. And they don't listen to their own selves.
Yeah, and I would say especially friends and family, because they are close to you.
Yeah.
And they don't want you to kind of make mistakes and be disappointed. And I would think that one of the reasons that the people and the human is like that,
right,
is the people love the comfort zone.
Yes.
So getting out of that comfort zone starting a business or starting racing, for sure, nobody in my family and my friends wants me to race.
Right, right. It's too dangerous.
It's the getting out of your comfort zone.
Right.
Do the big leap. Just, I sold my house, my car, to travel 21 states in my RV, and I did that for 4 years.
Goodness sakes, that's excellent. I'm just an advocate because I've done things where I tell people, you know, it's like jump in the deep end of the pool. Don't, you know, you're not going to drown. You'll be fine, but you have to go out and do it. I just heard a statement, and I'll paraphrase it, from a movie. I think it was Mission Impossible. I don't recall. I like movies. But the one person said that failure is just a rehearsal for success. And I love it. I've been saying that to so many people. You cannot be successful unless you fail. It's just the way it is. They quote so many great people in life who tried and tried and tried and failed and failed. And then finally, after so many failures, they succeeded. What matters is that you keep trying, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. And the same thing in motorcycle racing. At the beginning, I was really afraid to crash.
Really? Oh, yeah.
And all my friends told me, no, you, whatever, if you are riding or racing, you will crash. So make your mind on it. You will. Now it's how do you crash to avoid being injured?
Right.
And how do you get back on your bike?
There's the key, right? When you fall down, you have to get up. My theme song is That's Life. And when you're down, you just have to get up. Do it again. It's okay. We have a very short time in this world, and we have to make the most of it. And that's what you're doing. I really do appreciate it. A couple of things. Please, again, mention your website. It's so important that people reach you. You're not only inspirational, you will be educational. So mention your website, please.
My website is NadineRacing.com.
Excellent. And what would you like to tell our audience? I like to do this with people towards the end of our conversations. The floor is yours. What would you like to tell our audience?
I would say to your people to really focus on what you want to accomplish and get the adrenaline going, and also having the discipline to do it. And don't wait about somebody else to be your model. Just be the model yourself. And Whitney Houston really told it really correctly in her song, The Greatest Love of All. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I live as I believe.
Oh, excellent. You are a singer. Thank you. I do appreciate you being on the Lore Distraction and Interruption Show. You're certainly not a distraction, and you'll be helping people. So people, you know, follow Nadine. She's a real inspiration. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, you take care now. This is the Lore Distraction and Interruption Show. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come right back.
Hi, this is Joe Caraccio, host of the Lore of Distraction and Interruption Show here on AchieveRadio.com. If you are an author, writer, or speaker, there's a great new resource website for you at AuthorsRoost.com. That's AuthorsRoost.com. AuthorsRoost.com brings communicators of the written and spoken word together with each other and their marketplaces. AuthorsRoost.com is a membership organization where you can learn, teach, grow professionally, and of course, market yourself to the world. Right now, AuthorsRoost.com is running a very special program, so don't be distracted. Take a look at it right now. AuthorsRoost.com. AuthorsRoost.com. The resource site for authors, writers, and speakers. AuthorsRoost.com.
EleanRadio.com.
Oh, that's life. Yeah.
It's Joe Caraccio, Mr. That's Life, host of the Lore Distraction and Interruption Show, and your problem solver. Last time, if you've been listening, I was talking about diet foods that make you hungrier. 9 of them. And we talked about 5 of them. Well, here's the rest of them. Diet soda. Oh, you know what? It's timely, isn't it? Because we just heard that in the news, if you're paying attention. This is the stuff that kills you. It not only makes you hungrier, but it kills you. You know, it's diet soda. Oh, I've always been against soda in general, and I hope that, you know, I drink very little, if any, soda, and I hope people are paying attention. Soda kills you. Diet soda could be worse, and no nutritional payoff either. Diet soda, wonderful. All right, here's one that'll surprise you because it'll surprise me. Apples. Yeah. Apple a day keeps the doctor away. That's what they said a long, long time ago. They contain a lot of vitamins and fiber, and it's good. Yeah, yeah. But it's not a balanced snack. It's a lie. Oh, portrayed upon us by the apple industry. I'm only kidding. No, you know, an apple is really good. Have them. But it's not something that's going to soothe your hunger and make you... It'll just make you more hungry later. Okay? So... have a little cheese with that apple or almonds with that apple, and you'll be better off. That's what I've been told by nutritionists. An apple with a few almonds and a little cheese stick, that'll do it then. That'll do it. Okay, low-calorie frozen entrees. Low-calorie frozen entrees. Full of salt, full of sugar, sodium. Sodium, the word for salt. Another word for salt, sodium. All right. Low-calorie food entrees are the worst for you. I'm sorry out there. You know, they have about 500 calories anyway. It's not good. It really isn't. Cook your own food. Come on. Low-calorie frozen entrees. The easy way out. The lazy way out. Okay. Last, but definitely not least. Oh, I hate to say that. Fat-free graham crackers or other baked goods. What the heck is that all about? Fat-free graham crackers. I love graham crackers, but not fat-free ones. Baked goods. Oh, come on. You know, when we're looking for fat-free baked goods, that's an oxymoron, isn't it? You know, you have to check nutritional value on everything. It's not just what I've been talking about. Check it all, you know. But the light versions of baked goods, I don't know. It keeps sounding strange. But what it does is that it doesn't make you fulfilled and that you will be hungry in a short period of time. You know, get those regular graham crackers if you're going to have anything. Have a piece of bread, maybe. I don't know. Again, I'm not a nutritionist, but I look this stuff up and I just get a kick out of it. And if you have something you want me to look up for you, you lazy bum, and you want me to solve your problem, please write me, Joe at the Lore of Distraction and Interruption.com. That's Joe at the Lore of Distraction and Interruption.com. And I'll be extremely happy to address it here on Your Problem Solver Show. That's what it's all about. I love to solve problems. I wish I could solve some of my own. Kidding. Distractions and interruptions, right? Having fun. Okay. We're going to sign off until next time, aren't we? Yes, we are. And please keep listening. Write me, Joe at the Lord Distraction and Interruption.com. I look forward to it. I really do. I am waiting to hear from you. That's life. Jump right on that big bird, and then I'd fly. My
11Radio.com.
Hello, this is Paul McNeese of OPA Author Services. For a long time, I've believed that every author should be a speaker and every speaker should write. So today, I'm here to let you know that if you're an author or a speaker, trainer, consultant, coach, or seminar leader, there's a new nest being built just for you at www.authorsroost.com. The Author's Roost is a new concept, a new idea. an internet membership organization, and a portal website that brings authors, speakers, and experts together with each other with lots of great information and education, and with their marketplaces, including media all over the country, and with local, regional, and national meeting planners, people who hire speakers every day. The Author's Roost is definitely going to be a place where you can learn and teach and grow by interacting with others who, like you, are willing to share their ideas and experience. So, take a look right now at The Author's Roost, www.authorsroost.com. I think you'll be very glad you did.
Is your brain letting you down? How would you like to turn your brain into a well-oiled learning machine that can recall facts and figures with ease and speed? How would you like to live in a world-class tennis resort, lakeside, next door to multi-million dollar home? Live as you want, where you want. Sound impossible? I can assure you it's not. You have the tool. You can do this. All you need is to know how to use it. Welcome to SpeedRead.org. Here at SpeedRead.org, we can guarantee you business success with a tool you already have, your brain. With our Speed Reading Business Success course, you'll learn techniques that will allow you to harness the success of your brain. After you master the Optimize Your Brain for Business Success course, we'll help you to use what you have learned to make money with our Guide to Wealth Creation. The course on money by noted author, speaker, and therapist Dr. Jay Palmer is a powerful way to wealth with little effort. So stop forcing your brain to keep letting you down. Order Optimize Your Brain for Business Success today. You can do this. SpeedRead.org.
Always been aware of it. I've been blessed with a whole lot of love. Never turn my back to it, 'cause I know there'd be no fun. Thank you above for the freedom, all the freedom and the love. Lord above, I thank you for this beautiful, for this beautiful day. Well, I don't need much, just my friends and a whole lot of love. I don't need much, just some good sound and a whole lot of song. There's not much I need, just my wine and to be free. I don't need much, no, no, no. I've always kept them close to me, all my friends and family. They all mean so much to me. They're all I need. Thank you, above. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the love. Lord above, I thank you for this beautiful, for this beautiful day. I don't need much, just my friends and a whole lot of love. I don't need much, just some good sound and a whole lot of song. There's not much I need, just my wine and to be free. I don't need much, no, no, no.
one out.